Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning, and welcome to the Preacher's Corner. I am Lady Fanita, and I first want to say it's such an honor to be back on the Preacher's Corner. Today, I just want to encourage you with the word that blessed me. And it's going to be entitled, We Have an Enemy. And this is specifically for leaders, for prayer warriors, for those that are really seeking God in this hour. Because I know that most of you understand, if you have spiritual discernment, that we are living in times that are really trying. There's so many things going on around us, and people are looking at it from a natural standpoint. But when you're spiritual minded, you understand that we have an enemy. We have an adversary that is definitely after us. So before we get started, I do want to say a quick prayer. Lord, we just thank you. We honor you, God, for who you are this morning. God, we love you. We magnify you. We thank you for brand new mercy and a grace that's sufficient unto each and every one of us. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for who you are in our lives, the things that you've done and the things that you are going to do. We just thank you for being a forgiving Father, for being a wonderful Savior in our lives. And God, we just ask that this word blesses someone around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to be coming from 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. It reads, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. This is one of my favorite passages, simply because not only is Peter writing to the church, to the Christians, to the believers, the people who have a relationship with the Father, he's offering instructions, especially to the leaders in this particular book on how to lead. He's also writing to the saints, the other Christians, on how to be alert and how to resist the enemy by standing firm in their faith. So again, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I want to stop right there, because I want to give you the definition to the word sober. Sober means being sober-minded. And according to Peter, Peter says he's telling us to live with a single-minded focus. And what is that focus? Being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. It means this: sober-minded is living with eternity in view. I thought that was so good, because a lot of times we just look at what's happening right now. What do we see around us right now? What's happening on the news? What happened down the street? What do we see on Facebook, or what was posted? Instead of living with a sober mind, with eternity in our view. So the word sober means to be sober-minded. Not saying drunk or not being drunk or anything like that, because that's the first thing you think of when you say to be sober. But he's saying sober-minded, being focused on what's important. The word vigilant means alertly watchful, especially to avoid danger. And that was good to me to look at that definition, because a lot of times we say that to be vigilant, to be sober-minded and to be vigilant, but what does vigilant really look like? And that means to be alertly watchful, especially to avoid danger. And a lot of times we run head-on, like a head-on collision with danger, because we don't see it coming, because we're not focused on what's important. So let's apply this meaning to our situation. We are to be so alert that we avoid the danger of being prey to the enemy. Plainly put, we are to avoid being killed by the enemy. And I'm going to just pause right there just to talk about how the church, the saints are, the place that we're in, the space, the mind frame that the church is in right now. We are not in a vigilant mindset to watch out for the enemy, which is why a lot of us are being spiritually killed in this hour. We don't have our eyes open. We're not praying and fasting and reading our word the way that we should. So we're not alertly watchful for danger so that we can avoid the danger. We're just doing whatever and however things come to us. It says, because we have an adversary. The scripture goes on to say, we have an adversary, the devil, walking about like a roaring lion. Like a roaring lion. And the adversary is anyone or anything standing in the way of the completion of God's will or opposing God's people, either collectively or individually. And I'm not giving the devil any credit, but I can say he's doing what he's supposed to right now to some of us individually and collectively as a people, because a lot of people are not alert. We're not sober-minded. We're not watching out to avoid danger in this hour. It says he's seeking whom he may devour. And that word devour means to destroy completely. His job is not to destroy a little bit or destroy something for a little while, but his job is to destroy something completely. It says to be sober-minded, to be alert, because we have an adversary. We have an enemy against us that is, he's out to destroy us completely. And when I say us, what do I mean? I'm talking about the church, the bride, the people who are not alert, the people that are not watching, the people that are not on their posts. If God has called us to something in this hour, this is the time for us to be real about what God has called us, to set our affections on things above and not on this world. Because we are in an hour that is so dangerous. It is so, we should be so sensitive right now to the spirit that we will know when we are in danger. But it's like right now we're all scattered and trying to figure out what's going to happen next. When if we were sober-minded, if we were vigilant, we would know when the enemy was coming. There's three things that I want to leave you with, and that those three things are, I have three R's to remember. The first one is to resist him. What does resist look like? It means to struggle or fight back when pressured or under attack. We should resist the enemy. Even when we're under pressure, even when we feel like we don't know which way to go, or, you know, we don't know what to pray or we don't know what to say, we should resist him, fight back when pressured or under attack. Then the second thing we want to do is remain steadfast. That's unwavering. No matter what it looks like, don't allow your faith to waver. And then number three, remember, because it says to know that we are not in this fight by ourselves. The ending part of that scripture says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. And that brought me to one of my other favorite scriptures that says that we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses. There are so many people that have already been where we're trying to go. And so you're not the Lone Ranger. There's other people that have suffered the same hurts, the same heartache, the same bumps in the road, everything that we have ever go through. There is somebody that can witness to it and say, hey, I was going through it and I made it through. So that last one was remember. Remember means meaning to know that we are not out here by ourselves. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. So it's clearly put. Peter clearly reveals to us that our enemy is just a prowling, roaring lion. He's like a lion. He sounds and looks scary, but he has no real power to destroy us. Make no mistake, the evil one knows he can't destroy or kill you. He knows that you are no longer his prey. Because if you keep a sober mind, if you remain vigilant, be alert, be on the lookout, make sure that you are praying and staying you're fasted and steadfast on your faith, he cannot destroy you. I want to leave you with this last nugget. Peter did not give us instructions just in case the enemy may come. Peter gave us instructions because he knew he was coming. If you're living for God and you're sold out completely, the enemy is coming. We have an enemy. I pray that this blessed you on today. Happy Monday. Have an amazing week. Lord, we just thank you for those that tuned in. We thank you for those that were downloaded. God, we ask that you bless each and every family, every household represented. God, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please make sure you go and like and subscribe to our channels. Make sure that you download. If you'd like to sow a seed, you can do so with our Cash App. It is $ The Preacher's Corner. Sow a seed. Send a blessing if you've been blessed on today. May God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Thank you. Saving souls in the streets, mind on assignment, reaching lost in the wicked, restoring all the brothers and the sisters' hearts convict. Got the Lord on my side, let's go, let's get it. As the world turns, inspiration that I'm spitting, spiritually uplifting, daily vibe spreading salt. This JT tapping in the talk that talk. Hey, wings up, we're in the air again. People wonder where we've been. Hey. We're laying low and we're focusing on the work before us, conquering. Hey. Everything they said we wouldn't, taking back what's ours and what they said we couldn't. We're professing, believing, receiving, excelling, reaping, faith on display.
Thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG The.Preacher's Corner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.